content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, welcome back, 8 a.m. Central Time here on this Friday. And of course, TGIF, for those of you out there that like acronyms. Debbie in Indiana, we didn't get to you before the break. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
I'm just wondering if you've heard about where they said ChatBox is going to rewrite the Bible.
Oh, ChatGPT and all that? I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I've heard bits and pieces of it, but it's very difficult to put your faith in a computer.
Well, I don't know if you listen to Chuck Quizmire, but he was talking about this yesterday, and ChatBox has the Bible, and you can talk to Jesus or Mary or Moses or any of the other people in the Bible. I just wonder how many people's going to fall for that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for that. Oh, my God. Yeah, really. I think I'll talk to God today. And how's that going to work out? All right. I get it, Debbie. That made my day. I'll tell you, ChatGPT, where you can talk to Jesus. I could just see it now, you know, sitting there going, oh, Jesus Christ, and the computer actually talks back to you. That's wow. You know, see, this is where we're headed. This is when science tries to take over what God had wrought. Just wow. I appreciate the heads up on that, Debbie. That's something new we all can look into. And do you have an actual link to the website? Did he say where you could go get this one-on-one chat with the Almighty?
No, but I was going to tell you, it's Chuck Quizmire, and he comes on at 10 a.m. Central Time on Global Star Radio. Actually, you should listen to it. There's so much stuff on there. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks, Debbie. I'm going to get to my guests now. For those of you out there, veterans, pay attention now, because this segment is about you guys and girls. I can't discount that, because everybody that served, like moi, Dr. Paul R. Lawrence has written a book called Veterans Benefits for You, Get What You Deserve. And welcome to the show, Dr. Lawrence.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Out of curiosity, I guess this is, you know, what you obviously have been keeping a heads up on this stuff and looking into it. It's this is an update. Is that right?
No, this is a first edition, and this is based on my experience when I served in the last administration as the Undersecretary for Benefits. I was actually in charge of administering these benefits, so I had to learn about them. I got lots of questions from veterans about, gee, I didn't even know what I was eligible for. So once I got out, I decided to write a book to explain in easy-to-read language what are they and how do you access them.
That's amazing, because the whole book, I'm looking at a copy of it here, is 224 pages in length, and that includes everything within the contents of the covers. But the thing is, we're going to get to some of these scenarios. And so I guess when you're talking to these veterans, Dr. Lawrence, and, you know, thank you for your service in the U.S. government. And obviously you care enough to write the book, which is important, because you're right. There's a lot of homeless vets out there, and I guess that's one of the biggest things. Issues that I have with right now is these people are serving their country, have served their country, and now they're living out on the streets when they could be pointed in the right direction. And I know you've had endorsements from people that both, you know, Frontline and Newsmax and whatnot, talking about setting these people up for success and don't forget, hire the vet. I mean, I remember these campaigns having been around that long. But as far as the benefits, the actual benefits, what do you find from all of the questions that have been asked of you? What do you find is the least benefit that is being utilized that needs to be utilized the most?
Well, one of the things that veterans often don't realize is what they can do, you might appreciate this, is the ability to purchase a home with no money down. Veterans don't realize that that's one of the things that really is different about what they've earned through their service in the civilian counterparts, right? Civilians have to save for a down payment to purchase a home, but veterans can do that without that. They don't pay the mortgage insurance, and they often get a lower interest rate. So that can really help get them into a good community, you know, a family. You know, veterans are great at community members. And also, this can be one of the most valuable pieces in their portfolio. And a lot of veterans take the equity from the home they purchase and start a business. So it really can be game-changing from a lot of different perspectives.
I love that. What an answer. The thing is, and I know that, you know, being a vet and I've gone through the cycle before, when you're doing this, they are assuming that when you go into a home loan guarantee program for veterans that you are employed, you have some sort of income, you have a way to pay it back once the loan closes. They're going to look at your credit score. I mean, all these things still factor in, do they not?
Oh, no, exactly right. I mean, basically, as you know, the home loan guarantee is just a guarantee. You still have to go get a mortgage and do the regular traditional thing. All it does is essentially say, don't worry, lender. If something happens, VA will pay the mortgage. We still got to go through the regular process. But you can get some help from VA to work through some of the paperwork if you bump into somebody who doesn't know how to process a VA home loan. But again, it's very generous in terms of a little bit less on the interest rate. And again, as you know, private mortgage insurance can be a hefty payment.
Yeah, it can. And now the thing is, what you just mentioned, interest rates, you know, given the current state of affairs going on right now with interest rates, what they are and going up, have you pulsed the market as far as impediment to veterans actually being incentivized to go get it? Because I'm understanding mortgage applications, yesterday we reported on the news that they've been dropping.
Yes, well, it is true. I mean, you know, purchases are sensitive to interest rates and it does go down. But I do think that veterans, it's a little more attractive because of the no down payment. And you know, you can refinance your mortgage once the interest rate starts to go back down. But of course, it's expensive to rent too. So the economics, the calculations have to be made carefully.
Now, you are currently a public sector VP with Kaiser Associates.
No, actually, I work for myself now. Writing books and helping veterans. So and so part of what's happened is I just get a lot of questions about you know, the benefits, the different things like we're going through, and that's why I really wanted to write the book so I could put it all out there for everybody.
Sure. Okay. Well, so do all veterans earn the benefits?
Yes, if you serve honorably, these benefits are available for you. And even if you serve, if you get your discharge, something called other than honorable, you may still qualify for these benefits.
Okay, and that and would one, not...
And the one thing I'd point out, let me anticipate this question, is a lot of people say, gee, you know, I got out, it was a long time ago, I didn't apply for benefits, can I come and apply now? And the answer is yes, it's never too late.
Well, that's good to know. So it doesn't matter how old a veteran is. I mean, they could be in their 90s, a World War II survivor, in their hundreds, and still apply.
Absolutely. And their family should help them do this, too, because sometimes, based on what the veteran service, the families could be eligible for some benefits, too.
Now, the one thing we don't like to hear about is, you know, the 13 caskets that came back from Afghanistan, the family members that are surviving family members. What benefits are available to them?
Yeah, that's a little tough one because of how DOD have taken care of them. So there may be some survivor. There should be some survivor benefits for the family members. There should be education for the kids. There should be probably a small monthly payment to the spouses and the like. So there's a complicated thing that has to go through DOD first. But a more traditional thing would be someone's married to a veteran, the veteran passes. If that person passed because of something related to their service, some condition, then they would be able to purchase a home with no money down, education for the family members, and again, a small monthly payment. So really, you know, in these situations, the VA is very generous, and this is something the American people have done through Congress. So we should always be aware that some veterans will say, oh, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm healthy now. But they should think about their benefits in terms of what's available potentially if something happens to them for their families.
So the thing is that, and this is the one thing about veterans that I know, because I have family members that are vets, and they go to the VA hospital and they're constantly getting checked up on and constantly having medical tests done. Not all of these conditions that veterans are suffering with are due to service related issues. Some of them are just things that just happen because of the health history or whatever the case may be. It's not like the guy that comes in and says, well, I was in during NAM. I was exposed to Agent Orange. I've got tumors. I served and took basic training in Fort Ord, California, which was shut down for chemical contamination. I mean, when you're dealing in stuff like this, it's, you know, this is very marginal in the way that you're treated, or does it matter?
It sort of does. It's a little complicated, but basically, you know, anybody can go to the VA hospital and get treated if you're a veteran. It's just a question of, will you have a copay or not, right? And so the folks who are, you know, more service-connected, right, and just to kind of get into inside baseball, this is rated on 0 to 100%. So the closer you are to 100%, the less, you know, the less you have to pay to include nothing. So that's kind of the eligibility determination. Okay, and so you point out people who are exposed to Agent Orange or had exposure to toxic chemicals and waters, right? There's special ways that they're covered, and they probably are going there and getting no-cost medical care.
Okay, so I mean that would be the thing, that if it was part of their record and they passed away as a result of something related to it, that those benefits available to the family members would kick in, would be valid.
Exactly, that's it. So the Agent Orange, example, a person had cancer-related exposure to Agent Orange back in the day. So he passes, he or she, probably he passes. Based on that, the family would be eligible for benefits.
Okay. And now as far as the GI Bill, because a lot of people go into the service, one, because they can't afford to go to college or trade school. And of course, you know, I have been encouraging more people to go to trade school if they, you know, because there are so many things going on in the service right now that are, to a lot of the people I talk to, demoralizing, and they don't want to send their kids to the military, even though it's voluntary right now. But a lot of them go in because they want to get the benefit of an education. And so the GI Bill, I mean, what are we talking about? Any changes to that? Is it still there?
Yes, it's still there, and it continues to get better. Congress people do understand the value of that, and they continue to make it better. So a few changes have taken place recently. One is now the benefit is forever. You'll remember back in the day, you had 15 years to use it after you got out. Now it's called the Forever GI Bill. You can continue to use it forever. Basically, the bottom line is serve 3 years honorably, and you get the equivalent of going to a state university, a free ride to a state university, 4 years of college. Okay, but a lot of folks don't say, I don't want to go to college, or I've been to college already, then I joined the military. You can use it for things called certificates and credentials, right? Intense period of training, short term, then you get a piece of paper, validates you learn something. So think cybersecurity in this day and age, how valuable that would be. And as you point out, even the trades, you can use your GI Bill for stuff like become an electrician, HVAC, truck drivers, you know, all the things we now realize since the pandemic that are incredibly valuable and, quite frankly, one of the easiest ways to a six-figure job. So it's a very powerful asset that can be used a lot of different ways.
I love it. This is the thing, folks. If you're listening to this stuff and you know somebody who is a vet that's not taking advantage of it, I mean, this is Dr. Lawrence has already pointed out about people cashing in on their equity and starting a business. I've always encouraged people to be self-employed. But the thing is that, you know, I also see, you know, stories these days about veterans being kicked out of their homes. You know, people for any reason at all, they end up out on the street. I don't understand why they're there, but apparently they are. There's been a lot of complaints about all of these immigrants being put into hotels that veterans were occupying. And I just, you know, you don't know what to believe when you hear stuff like that. But I know that there are homeless veterans out there because I see them. And if you do confront one or see one on the street, what do you do?
Yeah, so sure, let's talk about that. Let's be very detailed. Here's something you can do. If you see somebody at the stoplight, someone at the parking lot looks like they're a homeless veteran, you can call this number, and I'll say it twice. This is the VA's homeless hotline. It's 877-424-3838. Again, the VA homeless hotline, 877-424-3838. 424-3838, and you can report the location of where this person is, and they will come to try to find him or her and determine if they are a veteran and what resources are available to help them. So that's the first thing we can do when you see somebody at the stoplight with the cardboard box that says homeless veterans. You know, make that call, and that can really help. There's, ironically, lots of programs at the VA for homeless veterans. They have lots of resources. So really the challenge is for us to connect them with those resources. Sometimes they don't want to for a whole bunch of different reasons, but there's a lot of resources. And the final sort of thing, Dave, is you don't have to actually be homeless. If you're on the cusp of homeless, there's resources for prevention. So you have the friend who's lost the job, talking about eviction, couch surfing. These are the people, you know, if they don't call, you can call on their behalf.
That is amazing, and that's the number. Folks, if you're not writing this down, you should be. 877-424-3838. See, this is why we're all about solutions here. You know this scenario exists, and that's why we do it, because there are a lot of homeless vets out on the street. So this is amazing, and I've written about this as far as people who are couch surfing. You just brought that up, Dr. Lawrence, because when you get served with notice, all of a sudden you freak out and you see yourself being put on the street by the sheriff. It's not a pleasant feeling, and I'm glad that that number is there. And I guess I should follow up with that and ask you, when you call that number, what should you expect to happen?
Well, ideally, they'll take the location. They'll say, well, where is this? You would identify it as this street corner, and somebody will come and try to find them and then get them into whatever resources the VA can offer. The other thing I'll point out, too, is a lot of states at their Department of Veterans Affairs or Veteran Services, and even some of the veteran service organizations like Wounded Warrior Project and American Legion, if you call up and say, I'm a veteran and I'm in hard times, they will give you a grant of $500 to $1,000 to help you get through some of these temporary things. So I'd ask our veterans or our friends of veterans to check out those organizations, your State Department of Veterans Affairs, or even some of the traditional veteran service organizations, Wounded Warrior Project, American Legion, VFW. I mean, there's a host of these. I even have an appendix about them in my book. And again, they can sometimes offer temporary, just outright grants to help people through difficult situations.
Okay. Now, I guess, you know, at this juncture, I would have to ask, where is the book available? Because, I mean, this thing looks like it's pretty detailed.
Yeah. So it's available at any bookstore. Just go in and ask for it. Or like everything else in the world, you can go on Amazon.com and you can get it in a couple of days. Or if you're a Kindle person, you can probably get it instantly.
Okay. And so now, a lot of people have gotten no-fee checking accounts, but this is something that is an additional benefit for veterans, right?
Right. There's a lot of veterans, this is kind of disturbing, who don't use our banking system. They do everything in prepaid debit cards, which are risky, and you lose them, and you have identity fraud and the transaction fees. So in 2019, a bunch of banks and credit unions, and these are well-known, insured by the federal government, got together and said, we understand what's going on, veterans. If you come to our banks, we will give you no-cost checking accounts, so you can be in the banking system, take advantage of our great customer service, locations, get assistance. And they've since built onto that, and they'll offer, through some relationships they have with counselors, a free session of credit counseling, get you out of debt, or financial counseling, so that veterans can be not just, you know, mentally and physically well, but also financially well. So again, it's called the Veterans Benefits Banking Program, and I'd encourage anybody who has a friend who's, you know, struggles with cash to learn more about this, to get a no-cost checking account or get some assistance in terms of financial education.
And since you were the former undersecretary for benefits in the VA, I mean, there are things out there that probably you've written in this book, like what benefits veterans don't know about.
Right. That's exactly right. The big one is, you know, the families, the benefits for families, and we've talked about that, this financial stuff, the benefits for homelessness, okay? But there's also things like we've gone through the home loan, the GI Bill. The one that gets a lot of veterans' attention is what's called disability compensation. You've been hurt or injured in service, and you can get a tax-free monthly payment to deal with living expenses and other kind of things. That tends to be the hard one that veterans struggle through because the process is really complicated when you often hear people say, I'm waiting on a claim, or I was denied, or I didn't get what I want. There's a long chapter in the book explaining, you know, how you file a claim, who can help you at no cost, you know, what you need, and how you demonstrate the situation you're in so you can get, you know, what you've earned.
It's not just the Purple Heart. I mean, you walk in and you show, look, I got a Purple Heart. I was wounded. I mean, there's some paperwork and some serious things involved in it, which is why you go into detail in the book about it, right?
Right, and it's not just things as, you know, as upfront as that. If you were in the service and something happened to you, so it could have been in training, it could have been you were on the post-basketball team and you hurt your knee. If you were in service and something happened to you and it continues to bother you after you've left service, that's the situation, right? And it's even, so you get into some details, it's secondary conditions. I hurt my ankle, you know, in training. Years later, now my hip hurts, right? And this is causing me pain and preventing me from working the way I want. So that's something that's very, very important that veterans need to understand. The classic example is hearing. We were all exposed to loud noises in the military. You left, everything was fine. 20 years later, your hearing starts to go. It could well be related to your service.
Of course, that would have to be documented, and that's another tricky thing that people have to try to equate the injury or the illness with their service. The bigger thing I think that a lot of veterans are suffering from, and this is something that I'm glad we're on the phone with you because this has been in my heart for a long time, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
Where do you go with that? I mean, that's huge in the military right now.
Yeah, well, that could be covered by disability compensation, and exactly right. You're obviously knowledgeable of the process. You will have to demonstrate that something happened while you were in service that, you know, caused your injury. All right. Now, what's interesting about post-traumatic stress is sometimes the situations are obviously observable. Right, you were involved in trauma. Okay. Sometimes it's not observable and there's no record of it and the people perhaps are unwilling to come forward. There are ways that it can be teased out, if you will. Maybe you told your priest or your religious leader. Maybe you started doing things like drinking or missing work or stuff like that. These are called markers. So if you can demonstrate some of the markers, say these are signs of a traumatic event, and that can help get you assistance related to post-traumatic stress.
Okay, and then, of course, the biggest complaint I hear is about, well, I applied and I'm not happy with their decision or they denied me. Then what do we do?
Okay, so there's two parts to this question. First, it's often very hard for one veteran to apply. This is why I remind them of the no-cost assistance you can get from what are called veteran service officers. These are folks who are trained on the VA processes and accredited. They take a test and do a background check. And they don't charge veterans to do this. You can get a veteran service officer from your State Department of Veteran Services or from the organizations I talked about, Wounded Warrior, American Legion, VFW, those kind of folks. They will help you do this, and this is something I recommend because they do this regularly, and they're just better at it than the one-off veteran, generally speaking. Okay, so first you should get help. Okay, the other thing is, if you are unhappy with any decision VA makes on your behalf, whether it's medical or whether it's something like your claim, I got denied or I did not get as much as I think I'm worthy of, you can appeal. And what's good about this process is, years ago, it used to take forever. You had to go before a judge, take 3 to 7 years, and it just frustrated the heck out of everybody. In the last administration, laws were changed, processes were changed. Now you can do this much, much faster. There's different ways I describe in the book about how to appeal. It can be done in several months, and it's just quite frankly easier and more straightforward. So I would not be discouraged if you didn't get what you wanted or were denied. I would use the appeal process. It's well understood, and it's much, much better than before.
Well, that's good to know. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with Dr. Paul Lawrence. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. When the Murrah building got destroyed, and we heard that a lot of the veterans from Gulf War I, their medical records were in that building. Were there any copies of their medical records somewhere else? It seems like there should be.
So all veterans' records go to the National Archives, NARA. You've heard about them. They're in the news lately. They have a huge Indiana Jones warehouse of stuff like that. So you can find all your medical records if you go online at NARA, NARA.gov, and just put in medical records. They'll describe a process where anybody can go in and ask for the medical records that they have on them. You fill out some forms, answer some questions, and the like, but all your service records end up at the National Archives.
You know, because at what Joyce Riley even said this, and she went in for Gulf War One, return to service, and she said that you know, they were given those guys this. I think she said that she actually got or saw people get 9 vaccinations in one day. And that's what she feels like that was the a lot of the problems with some of those guys. I know my my nephew, he went into the Marines, and he couldn't make it through boot camp. And I think it might have been because of the vaccines. But I know that some of the veterans were given the new anthrax shots, and some of them were given the old anthrax shots. Luckily, when my son was in, he got the old one, which I don't think was near as dangerous as the new one.
Sure. Well, if anything happened to a veteran, your son, your family member, while they were in service, you can apply for disability compensation, and you can make the argument that something happened while I was in service, the shot, the exposure, the something. No guarantees, but you can go through the process and argue that this caused, you know, affected me in my life after service, and I'd encourage people to do that. Say, hey, this is something that happened to me while I was in service, and it's in and out, it's affecting me, and I should be eligible for some compensation.
I appreciate your call, Sherry. Tim in Michigan, you're on with Dr. Paul Lawrence. Go ahead.
Yes, doctor. I can assure you my daughter works for the VA, and she has told me numerous times the biggest problem with veterans is they don't understand what rights they have. And she helps them figure that out. But any veteran that has done been in the field of combat has got housing rights. That much I do know for sure. And one other comment was, Sherry is right about them hiding, but it's the radiation that they got radiated with spent fuel over there, and it's generational. Radiation is generational, being passed on to the kids. That's what happened to a lot of the evidence in the buildings that collapsed in the years. But, yeah, the veterans, for sure, they do get housing if they were in the field. And what it should be talked about is these people coming over the border that are getting $2,000 a month to live on. They're getting is almost as much Social Security as I get that I've worked 45 years for, and these veterans put their butts on the line for. That's disgusting as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. Well, I appreciate that, Tim, because we got less than a minute left. Your reaction to that comment, Dr. Paul?
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear about his daughter helping veterans understand the system. You're right. They just often don't know the rules, and that causes a problem. So that's really great. And on terms of his last point, I think it's important we remember the benefits veterans get are earned benefits, and we should prioritize, you know, resources to folks who've earned these things as part of service to our country.
Well, I appreciate it. Dr. Paul Lawrence, it's been wonderful. The name of the book, once again, you can get it on Amazon, if anything else. Veterans Benefits for You, Get What You Deserve. And we appreciate you, sir. You just clarified a bunch of stuff. And thank you, our callers, for engaging. We'll be back with more news and conversation after the break. Stay with us.
And heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Yes, friends. It's Friday again. We always play this because that's where the power is. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We thank you so much for joining us. And whatever opinion you may have, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. We didn't get to cover world news today, so I'm going to do it real quickly right now. If you think that America's got, the power of the sanction, well, guess what? Europe is importing record levels of LNG, that's liquefied natural gas or propane, from Russia more than ever before this year. Billions of dollars spent buying energy from Russia, despite attitudes toward their Ukraine war and the sanctions regime. See, all the sanctioning. What sanctions? It doesn't matter. China's coal power binge, over 300 more plants are on the way. That's right. China is going to build 300 more power plants. That's right. Permits have been issued for another 52 gigawatts of coal power in just the first half of this year alone. So China doesn't care about our climate change. They don't care about John Kerry. They've told him he can pretty much go piss up a drain pipe. Doesn't matter. Meanwhile, in Britain, the Brits are boiling mad because of this net zero policy. Their climate change committee has told millions of Brits not to heat their homes at night to meet government goals. Oh, my. Ukraine loses one of its closest allies in the UK, as a matter of fact. Grant Shapps, one of British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's staunchest cabinet allies, was named UK Defense Secretary. Yesterday, as Sunak began a cabinet reshuffle. The move came after Ben Wallace formally submitted his resignation earlier in the day, honoring a promise made last month. Wallace was defense secretary for 4 years, overseeing Britain's military response to the war in Ukraine. Oops. With Ben Wallace not there anymore, what's to become of this? A Tunisian migrant has confessed to killing a taxi driver, saying he was too proud to simply ask for money or food when he was in need. He said killing is a good thing. Killing a Berlin, Germany taxi driver over 10 euros. And this allegedly took place just 2 days after he was said to have murdered his girlfriend with the same knife. The building in Johannesburg that caught fire has killed at least 73 people, according to authorities there, many of them homeless. Japan, meanwhile, is hitting a record defense spending level of $53 billion in their budget for the next fiscal year, going for more missiles and ships. I think they're really starting to freak out over this thing in Taiwan, huh? And if you thought that what was going on in the U.S. with the all these electric vehicles sitting in junkyards or sitting on lots and they're not selling, well, the U.K.'s got the same thing. All these EVs are sitting in the parking lots of these car dealerships. Drivers aren't interested. And they've done a little survey with that and talked to these car dealerships, and nobody's buying. They're not believing half this stuff, especially when you're hearing about batteries blow up. Hurricane Idalia's aftermath. Of course, Florida got hit head on. Category 3, it weakened as it moved inland. Tallahassee got hit. Tree on the governor's mansion. Flooding in numerous areas. It went into Georgia, North and South Carolina, and now they're cleaning it all up. The storm is moving out into the Atlantic. So that's what's happening right now. Southeastern U.S. is going through some tough times right now. Insurance is going to get crazy. There's a big news story on our email blast. If you don't have a chance to read it, watchdog groups are saying that comprehensive sex ed promotes grooming, undermines parental rights, and promotes pedophilia. This is a global network out there that is going into your schools and trying to get educators to convince, and convincing them, rather, to basically promote all this. So it's not just the teachers' unions and everything else that are kowtowing. It's a global network that wants your child to be sex trafficked. This is another great reason you might want to consider homeschooling your offspring, folks. In a 7-4 on-bank ruling, Stinney versus Holcomb, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has agreed the government should not be able to sidestep accountability and avoid paying plaintiff's attorney's fees when it violated the Constitution. Stinney v. Holcomb challenged a state law that penalizes drivers for failing to pay court fines and costs, which often have nothing to do with road safety or driving infractions. Because the Commonwealth of Virginia enacted legislation blocking the DMV from suspending licenses over outstanding fines and fees before the case could be fully resolved in court, the DMV insisted it could not be required to pay the plaintiff's attorneys for their time working on the case. However, a legal coalition, including the Rutherford Institute, who posted the article, warned that allowing the DMV to avoid fiscal responsibility and accountability would encourage further constitutional mischief by the government. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed. A judge in Fulton County, Georgia, failed to properly follow the precedent set by the state Supreme Court in allowing the county's top prosecutor to go forward with the grand jury investigation of former President Trump after disqualifying the prosecutor from part of the probe for misbehavior. Daily Signal, which is a byproduct of the Heritage Foundation, has all of that. Byproduct of the Tavistock Institute has even more. Governor Kemp is stepping in and rejecting a plea from state Republicans to get rid of Fulton County DA Fanny Willis. Believe it or not, he's standing by her. Says, as long as I'm governor, we're going to follow the law and the Constitution, regardless of who it helps or harms politically. And so much for the justice system in America. If you see infighting in the courts, that's what's going to start happening in Wisconsin, especially. The Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Annette Ziegler, said liberal justices conducted an illegal experiment by firing and hiring a new director of state courts. She also instructed the interim director, previously a Milwaukee County Circuit judge, not to sign any more orders without her permission. She calls it an unprecedented coup. Man, if the justice system is going through that, by gosh, by golly, what a mess. Kevin, you're on the phone. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. Can you imagine over 1,100 watt light bulbs? That's how much WWCR is pumping out.
Wow.
Every time we talk, and you're footing the bill for it. I'm shopping at the Power Hour sometimes, but it's an incredible amount of energy and power and expense. So thank you for taking my call. Second thing is, do you know what benefits veterans get that were just in the National Guard that didn't serve on active duty?
That is something I think you'd have to call the VA about. Seriously, because I don't have the answer to that. That's a good question, because I was an RA, not an NG, but thanks for your service anyway. I appreciate that. Valid question. I definitely would call the VA. I'm sure somebody right away could answer that question if you're entitled to the same benefits. I would think if you were in that length of time, I mean, you did raise your hand. You took the oath. You were called upon to show up for training. I mean, you did what NGs do. Went through basic, went through AIT, did all those things. I would think that there would be some benefit there, but I would call the VA for sure and ask them.
Yeah, for other NGs out there, I found out quite a few years ago that they are eligible for no money down on houses to get a new house. And also, of course, they get death benefits. And if you're in there, you get secret or top secret clearance, which gets you into many different job avenues.
Cool.
And I think you can be buried in a military cemetery.
That works. I appreciate that. Good info. Glad you did the research, Kevin. Thank you so much. God bless. Brady in Vegas, you're on.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I'm wondering if they're going to give all the Ukrainian soldiers that we've been training since 2014 VA benefits.
Yeah, I don't know about that. This is the thing. I mean, we're giving away so much money right now to Ukraine. I mean, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that subject came up in the Biden administration. I don't know about any subsequent administration, but at least this one, yeah.
Well, one thing, too, is, you know, here you go again. They're now training Ukrainians, the Ukro Nazis, here in Phoenix, Arizona, to fly the F-16. They just delivered 10 Abrams tanks now to Poland, a staging area, but those are going directly to the battlefield, and 10 more are coming. How come we haven't heard any talk of peace or anything from the left or any of these libtards that used to hate war before this war with Russia started? How come there's not one bit of peace with Russia or any talks being lined up?
That's a good question, Brady. I think a lot of it is because maybe the current administration wants to see us in the middle of World War III. We seem to be getting closer to it. Hard question to answer, sir, but I appreciate your call. The ATF, by the way, for those of you who do not understand what's going on, they've done a runaround in Congress. They've gone around Congress publishing a universal background check rule. Congress has rejected that for more than 20 years, and now the ATF has gone around Congress. Somebody better stop it. And Biden, in the meantime, is pushing for more gun control after the murder in University of North Carolina Chapel Hill's gun-free zone. Well, excuse me, I told you when you put gun-free zone signs up, what might happen? Duh. In the economy and business section, squeezing in one last summer trip over the Labor Day weekend, we're not going anywhere. I'll tell you why. Crowded airports, full flights, and don't forget, over 5,000 pilots fudged on their reported medical conditions. We talked about that yesterday in the show with Lee Dundas. You see, the idea with Lee Dundas is, during that interview, was that we were going to talk about all of the child trafficking stuff, but you see, Lee Dundas has been all about solutions, has been on the front lines as an attorney suing, all right? She's been doing things that are making a difference, notifying the FAA about all of this stuff. When Lee Dundas is on the show, and I've not interviewed this woman before, I had to start asking these questions. And the beauty of it is, we got answers. That's what I like about that interview with Lee Dundas. I love it. God bless you, ma'am, for everything you're doing, especially in child trafficking, but all these other questions got answered. It's obvious that you're on the front line and you're fighting. Researchers, okay. You know, we talked about Karen Kingston. I mean, there's been a lot of people that are saying that she's a little off her rocker, Why would Robert Malone, some people think that he's a turncoat, that he's working for both sides. I mean, there's been all sorts of commentary I hear bits and pieces of. Now, how much of that you get to believe, hard to say. If somebody thinks that they're going to be whacked and they made it public, it's like I've had people come to me and go, look, if something happens to me, I did not commit suicide. So, I mean, that's a pretty heavy sentence, right? You know, they come up to you and they tell you stuff like that. I did not commit suicide. They took me out. Somebody wanted me dead. Okay, well, Karen, you've already said that. So, and you've already begged Robert Malone to call off the CIA. Okay, now, all of a sudden, and all you Karen Kingston fans out there are going to go, okay, here goes Krieger. No. I got one question, Karen. Would you please come on my show and let's have a conversation about why you think Robert Malone has the authority to tell the CIA not to put a hit out on you? Would you please come on my show and tell me that so I get it clarified in my thick skull, which apparently some people think I have, as to why you're out there making these claims? You know, I'm trying to clear up these rumors that you are neurotic. I just, you know, I don't want to attack you. All right. But I would like some sort of explanation. And I, you know, Stu Peters ain't the only platform that you can go on and talk about stuff. All right. You know, whistleblowers, it's okay if you want to come on the show. You know, I'm not going to bite your head off. But you know, we would like the opportunity to ask questions and have them answered rather than have a one-way conversation here, because our listeners would appreciate knowing, like, what our VA guest just here gave you a toll-free phone number to call if you see a veteran that needs help. I mean, talk about a solution. I haven't heard that out of a lot of people. Lee Dundas yesterday told us what the solution was for stopping nonsense and hiring a PI and exposing, abetting and exposing the party who's doing the dirty, shaming them into going away. I mean, see, this is the kind of stuff that we appreciate right here. This is what people can do, because they all sit back going, what am I supposed to do? You know, just go on living your life. Yeah, it's all right. Have another cup of coffee. It's okay. It's Friday. Biden has canceled $72 million in loans for 2,300 student borrowers. Home mortgage lending has been somewhat revived in the U.S. in the second quarter, 1.56 million applications. Now, does that mean that apparently they were secured? So 1.5 million people out of 330 got a mortgage in the second quarter. Federal Reserve's key inflation measure, of course, climbed again, making the second conservative inflationary measure to increase in the last month. Fight against inflation, not over. They keep printing more money, spending money like a drunken sailor in a strip club. Walt Disney Company is facing yet another lawsuit accusing management of deliberately deceiving investors about the financial health and long-term prognosis of, hi, Minnie. Yep, their troubled streaming service. And of course, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy has come out and unequivocally told employees that non-compliance with the company's return to office mandate is probably not going to work out for you. Gotta love that. And about our justice system, if law schools prohibit ChatGPT in writing, can they back it up? I mean, you would think that the sanctioning of a New York attorney using ChatGPT to write his pleading should be enough to convince law schools not to use it in developing legal minds if America's justice system is going to survive. I mean, how's it going to work? Tim in Michigan, welcome back on.
A comment. How many people did COVID-19 kill worldwide? And how many people did two nuclear bombs kill in Japan in the 1940s? Why do you have to nuke a planet when you can have bioweapons that are much more effective? That's just my comment about that.
Okay. That is a good question.
Do you need nuclear bombs to have a bioweapon that can wipe out people?
No, I get what you're saying. It makes total sense. I mean, even without the bioweapon, I mean, all you got to do is just shut off our power and watch America implode on itself. Correct. I mean, that's the next thing we have to look forward to, you know?
Exactly. I just say, well, people are nuking. They were talking about nukes, and I was like, the bioweapon killed more people than any nuke could have a chance to do.
Even during testing.
Exactly. We're just being scared about the wrong things. It's like these bioweapons are what is going to take everybody out.
Yeah, they're working on it.
They're working fast on it because they're clean and effective. And you can even use Bible prophecy when people's, you know, deaths die, their guts drop out, boom. You know, just you name it. There's plenty of things that they're showing that. I mean, if Christ doesn't come at the exact second, there would be no humans left alive. That doesn't mean dead. That also means non-humans. There wouldn't be any humans left. We'll be running around, but we won't be humans anymore.
Yeah, amazing.
You're going to take the jab and start changing, because this is what they're going to offer people for mortality. You don't have to die. Become one of us, the Borg, basically. So get ready. Here it comes. We have an AI Jesus program now, people.
Debbie just called about it.
I'm telling you, here it comes.
Yep, you can have a come-to-Jesus meeting, Tim. My gosh. Oh, it's amazing. I appreciate your call, sir. That's enlightening. I'm glad that there's more than one person that heard that. Yeah, that's what you call having a come-to-Jesus meeting. Just call in and go, Jesus Christ, yes. And it's AI you're talking to. Wow, isn't that amazing? And they could quote you scripture. At least, you know, well, I think if the scripture doesn't say you should kill yourself, maybe it's a good time you should. I'm just waiting for one of these things to backfire. You know, people, I'm sorry, but putting your faith totally in computers, maybe not such a good thing. Facebook, as a matter of fact, now known as Meta, is attempting to revolutionize the way we type in virtual and augmented reality by turning any flat surface into a virtual keyboard. Zuckerberg is getting beat up over that concept, but he still says this is the way of the world. Wow, any flat surface. My desktop could now be a virtual keyboard. Oh, my gosh. Come to Jesus meeting waiting to happen. Philadelphia Phillies, by the way. Take me out to the ball game. Well, guess what? It's more than just a Philly fanatic, folks. They are now implementing facial recognition programs for fan entry at the ballpark. Yep. And here's another reason that kind of bothers me. Do you realize how many people are unbanked? I'm talking about people who do not have a bank account that are dealing in cashless society in that kind of a mode. They have cash. They're bartering. They're doing all this other. This is what exactly the CBDCs are being designed to help increase financial inclusion for. It's going to help bank the unbanked. So whatever digital dollar is out there, if that's the only means of survival, the unbanked that have been trying to not play in the system are going to be hit head on. Just to let you know, Dane Wigington has a new commentary out about Hurricane Idalia. Was it following a trajectory that was laid out by nature? Is there much more to the equation than that? You might want to read that article. It's on our email blast. The government watchdog, the GAO, Government Accountability Office, has concluded that there are ongoing challenges to the licensing of advanced reactors by the NRC, even after recent reforms. Oh, this should give you pause for sigh of relief. Huh. Wow. Wait till we have a Chernobyl in America. We'll see what happens. Tim's talking about radiation. I'm just saying, well, you know, you have EMP and it shuts down and blows all these nuclear plants out of the anybody within a 50 mile radius of that nuclear plant's going to feel it directly. And then, of course, we have the jet stream helping the rest of the issue. Like I said, the EMP is going to cause more problems than the bioweapon would, because the EMP is kind of an involuntary thing, whereas voluntary means saying no to the jab. And of course, under gardening, farming, and homesteading, we've got three articles there. Got a weed problem? We have an answer to that. The Homesteader's Guide to Chinese Geese for the Purposes of Foraging. Expert tips on planting a fall garden, and all about freezing vegetables. Gotta love that. The irritable bowel syndrome, for those of you on there shopping the Power Mall today, Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic, Latero Flora Probiotic, and OptiVita Basic Essentials and Complete Essentials are all included. These are probiotics that help with the gut. Yep. So, if you're shopping at the Power Mall today, which is now open, remember those products I just mentioned and stock up, because they're good if you've got issues with swallowing, GI system, constipation, all that. That's an increased risk of Parkinson's disease. We don't want you to get that. And of course, there's an article we have about Ozempic. Everybody's all over this thing for weight loss, but it could be harmful for children, according to the latest researchers. We've also got some issues in the world of COVID about dozens of death certificates listing COVID-19 as the cause of death, not the vaccine. That's a problem. Well, for all the stuff that we didn't get to, you subscribe to the email blast and it's going to be right there. We got some articles on pets and some good news. Didn't have a chance to get to, but hey, at least they arrested that California educator for teaching while drunk. Pull over! Can you imagine that? Thought our education system was crazy. Well, we're going to take the day off on Monday, so Tuesday we'll be back. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America and what you're going to do to positively affect it over the weekend. Take care. And the lover of my soul, Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Possession of, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.